Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back what has become a regular guest here on Conducting Conversations. Melanie Gendro is back once again. Third time is a charm, Melanie.
That's right. I'm just wondering if you're hiring. I'm just here every week now. It's kind of been fun.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. Melanie was here originally because of her background in theater and so forth. We did a program a few weeks ago about that. And then just a couple weeks ago, she was here with Louise Tatro with the very merry Dickens Carolers. I got that right.
You did.
A whole couple weeks has gone by, and I got that right. I can't believe it. And we're down to the nitty-gritty. The real reason we are here, that Melanie and I got acquainted, was because of the person that she brought with her tonight, and that is her son. Evan is here. Welcome to the program, Evan.
Hi.
Nice to see you, and we're going to find out everything we want to know about Evan and why this is such a big deal. It's created three shows for us, Melanie.
I know. This is exciting, but, you know, we were purely the opening act. This is the main event here.
This is the main event. Evan is definitely the main event, and that's because, Evan, let's start off with a little bit. Remember, this is radio, so people can't see you, and they don't know that you look like you're about 40, but how old are you?
I'm 13.
13, okay. And a resident of nearby Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Where are you from?
I'm from Seekonk, Massachusetts.
Seekonk, okay. That's kind of like Rhode Island, actually. You know, it's just over the border a little bit, right? And you go to school in Seekonk?
Yes, I go to Hurley Middle School.
Anybody you want to talk about that's at school that you don't like?
No.
No, okay, good. All the teachers are great there, right?
Yeah.
Now, during the pandemic this past few months, have you been on physically going to school, or are you doing a lot of virtual learning?
I do a lot of both. So I go to actual school 2 days a week, and the rest of the week we get virtual work.
And the reason you're here tonight is because of playing the piano. I heard you play the piano, and I was very taken with your talent, and that's when I introduced myself to the both of you. And we'll talk about that episode a little bit later, but let's start with the piano. You're 13. Have you been playing the piano for 4 or 5 years now?
I've been playing for 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
So you're 13, you've been playing the piano for 8 years.
Yes.
So if my math is correct, you started when you were 10. No. About how old were you?
I was five.
Five. And what... how did that actually happen? Do you remember, or should we ask your mother?
When I was around three, I would like hear a commercial or like a little jingle or something, and I'd figure it out on the piano. And my mom started teaching me a little bit about piano, and then when I was five, we found a place where I could learn piano, and ever since then, I've been just taking lessons.
All right. Now, I don't have any memory of when I was three. That was 150 years ago. So I just want to go back to Melanie now and say, he just said, now you have to verify this. You're the only one that can.
That's right.
When he was three, he would hear something on television or radio and then play it on the piano?
Yes, that is true. So I share that story with him a lot. So I don't know if it's from his memory or just my retelling of it. But I think for Evan, you know, we certainly exposed him to having a piano in the home. You know, even as a baby, he'd sit and plunk at the keys. And then when he was around three, that we were watching TV one night and just a commercial came on with a little jingle. And he went over to the piano and just started playing the keys until he heard the certain notes to try to match the pitch. And we were like, what's going on? and then we thought, gee,
what
well,
we
maybe
created?
Maybe we should get him into lessons. But he was a little young at the time, so we waited till he was around five, right, when he thought he could sit still a little bit at the piano. And yeah, he's been studying at the piano key ever since, and really has a natural ear, as you can imagine from that story. But you know, it's telling. Even last night, he had his lesson remotely, and he was working on new pieces. And although he reads music, you know, he'll work with his instructor to learn the piece. And then once he learns it, it's just memorized. So he doesn't even look at the music. But before his lesson yesterday, he started composing a new song like 5 minutes before his lesson. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So he just has a natural ear and such a gift, you know, to play by ear, which is he's so fortunate to have.
Well, we're very fortunate that you brought a recording of Evan's music with you today so we can play a few pieces to illustrate for the audience. I'd like to start off because I want them to hear the talent that we have here. And this first one is called The Light. I'm not familiar with the piece. Where does that come from, Evan?
So I wrote this in...
Oh, you wrote it?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
By the way.
By the way. Okay, yeah. You wrote this when?
It was 2019, I believe. And it was originally called A Jingle in the Night, so I originally made it a Christmas song. But this past year, the end of 2019, my mom made lyrics to it, and we changed the name to The Light.
Okay, let's give that a listen.
So this is an instrumental, I'm sorry. So it doesn't have the lyrics in this version you're playing. This is just his composition.
Well, you can sing
along. Just to clarify. Next time.
All right, we'll listen to the instrumental version or the piano version of The Light. Beautifully done, Evan. Now, you said that you composed this in 2019. When did you actually have your first complete composition?
So when I was around seven, I was kind of fiddling around on the piano, and eventually I had made a short song, and I called it Danger. It was very short and simple, and soon after that, I wrote another one called Monsters. So those were kind of my first compositions, but the past year or so, or 2019, 2020, I wrote several more compositions that are more complex and longer, so I have a total of 7 compositions now.
All right, and we're going to hear another one right now. Let's do that, and then I want to talk some more about how we first met. Right now, this one's called Eye of the Storm, is that right?
Correct.
And any story behind that, or you just like the title?
I actually wrote it before I named the actual song, which is what I do for pretty much every single composition, but I thought it kind of fit the song.
All right, here we go. Dramatic music, and very well done. Now I want to talk about the fact that we met at the Music Mansion in Providence because you were there doing a special project, and I walked into the room and heard you playing, and it was like I couldn't believe it. I was sure it was Memorex. in other words, a recording, not you actually playing, but it was you. Tell us a little bit about the project you were working on there. It was a video, right?
Right. So I've been studying for karate for 6 years. I'm currently a junior black belt, so about 4 belts away from my first degree black belt. And they were making a sort of commercial-like video. It's not going to be on TV, but they're putting it on their Facebook or on their website. Mm-hmm. And it's basically to show that karate doesn't just involve like all the moves and the kicks and all that, but it also involves like real life and how you handle certain things and how you can show karate discipline throughout your life. So the video kind of explained that. So I was playing a song on the piano and I'd like mess up and I'd get mad and I'd focus on my karate training and mm-hmm. I'd nail it.
There you go. And it probably also shows that karate is pretty much for anyone, any size. In other words, if someone yeah. were to see you in the studio, they wouldn't think, oh, this guy's going to be definitely a lineman on a football team. So it's for all different size people, right?
Yes.
And it's the intelligence behind it, not so much the moves itself and right. the mood setting. Melanie, were you involved with that, putting that together? Or because I know your background's a little bit of PR and so forth.
Yes, my background has been in marketing and also on camera myself. So I was purely the mom in this job, which was so fun to get to see my son be on camera process and get to see what that's like. So really the karate studio just approached us and asked if Evan would be, they wanted to feature one male student and one female student. They asked mm-hmm. if he would be part of this commercial, and they had no idea that he played piano, because the two worlds had never really, they were always just two
right.
separate things.
Right.
So when they said, oh, does he play other sports? And I said, well, you know, he plays soccer in the yard and such. So they filmed him on a soccer field. But I said, he does play piano. And they said, oh, that would be great. We could show how karate applies to music. And they didn't actually hear him play until we were at the Music Mansion. And I think they were like,
they were
oh,
amazed,
you weren't kidding yeah. that he could play. So it was really cool to just see his two worlds collide like that.
Now, you mentioned your teacher earlier. Did I hear you say piano keys? Is it the studio?
Piano key.
The mm-hmm. piano key is the studio,
yes.
which... they have their recital at the Music Mansion
yes,
frequently.
They do.
And if you haven't participated in that yet, right? Or you did?
Oh, many times.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
a lot
oh.
of times. But
oh,
they
so
haven't.
You weren't a stranger to the mansion at that point.
No, no.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about this. The piece that I actually heard that day that you played. Tell us about Anticipation before we take our next break.
So this is one of my newest compositions. I composed it and I chose it to. I was most confident with the song, that's why I chose it to play at the Music Mansion for this video.
Okay. We're going to listen to Anticipation, and then we'll be back with more of Evan Gendro after this. Thank you. Kevin Gendro is the special guest this evening on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and a pleasure to be sitting with Evan and listening to his music. Here in the studio with us is Melanie, his mother, and we've done a couple shows with Melanie over the past several weeks, and this is definitely the one that's going to—this is pretty impressive. Now, I was impressed with you, Melanie, as an individual, and your theater background, your PR background, all the things you do, your singing— But
merely the opening act for this guy.
Boy, it's very impressive. And it's great when you're here in my business to be able to find someone that's just starting out and to be able to say, I knew them when. And I've been very fortunate to have that happen to a lot of people that have been on Conducting Conversations, Evan, gone on to be stars in Disney movies and stars on television and so forth and playing and singing. So down the road, maybe the same for you. Who knows? But you have to promise that you'll come back when you're famous. Is that a problem? I've got to hear it now. It's a radio. Are you promise?
I promise.
All right. So you won't forget about me. Okay. No. This one of the things we talked about during the break was the fact that you're part of the National Piano Guild. Let's talk a little bit about that and how that works. What is the National Piano Guild?
So it's basically like a program where you have a certain amount of songs memorized, and there's different levels of the piano guild. So usually if it's your first year, you'll have one song memorized, and you'll play it in front of a judge or a couple of judges, and they'll judge you on different things like techniques and memorization, dynamics, interpretation, and rhythm, and you'll receive a report card, and there's two sections. There's C and A, and the C is actually what you want to have. So they'll check off what you did right and what you think you can work on.
Now, is that a little intimidating to be having to play the piano and then a judge sitting right next to you analyzing everything you do?
A little bit, yeah. There's a lot of categories.
Yeah. And so that was quite an experience now. So is this your second year of doing that?
Yes,
second year. Was this year different than last year?
Yeah, so last year was in person, as it usually is. But this year they had everybody just video themselves playing, and they had to make sure that you weren't looking at music, and you had to have a full video nonstop so that they know you weren't stopping to look at music. And we sent it in to a judge, and I actually didn't get mine back for a long time, so the judge never sent them back, so mine had to be graded by one of the teachers at the Piano Key.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. I'm sure that it's a different world now that we're in the pandemic and things have to be done on video. And Melanie, were you involved in making that video?
Just by hitting the record button. That's about it.
That was it.
Let him do all the magic.
All right. Let's talk about this next piece. And is this part of what you played for the guild? Dizzy
yes.
Fingers?
Yes, it is.
And is it because you're dizzy or because you have fast fingers?
He has very fast fingers, as you'll hear.
All right. Let's listen to Dizzy Fingers.
Thank you.
I can see why they call it Dizzy Fingers. That's unbelievable. And I can't imagine having the talent to be able to play that way. Evan, do you ever amaze yourself? Do you ever think to yourself, how did I just do that?
I don't know. It takes a long time to be able to perfect that. And even I messed up a couple times. But sometimes I do.
Do you try to find music that is a little bit more difficult and think, I'm going to get this? Or are you more comfortable playing something that you already kind of know and you just want to play it?
Sometimes it's a mix of both. Like if I'm up for a challenge, I'm like, yeah, I can do this. I want to learn something harder. And I like playing fast songs because they're really fun to play and it gives me a good challenge.
Now, did you learn that last one at your school, the piano key?
Yeah, I did.
And that's something you work on there.
Yeah.
And this next piece is in that same vein, right? This gave you something else to practice while you were being taught?
Right, yeah.
And then you take some of the examples of things you might have learned in that to your own compositions.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes especially with the fast songs, I like to it kind of inspires me to write more songs and like the way I write them. So
okay, well, this is an interesting title. I'm not familiar with this piece, although I'm sure a lot of people are. It's called Dancing on the Berlin Wall. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Evan.
Thank you.
pianist Evan Gendro is our special guest tonight. He's here along with his mother, Melanie, and we've been talking about his long and varied career of playing the piano all over the world. No, that hasn't happened yet, but it's going to, I'm sure. Evan has been, you've been listening to music that Evan has done. Some of it he's composed and some of it he's played. Pretty amazing things going on here. And I'm glad to be in on the ground level, so to speak. You know, when I was growing up and I was singing a lot, I was always influenced. So I want to find out a little bit about your influences. But before that, I remember from the first segment that Melanie, you mentioned he kicks a soccer ball around a little bit, and we talked about the karate. And are there other things that that you do besides piano and those things?
So I've always enjoyed writing. Ever since I was five, I wrote my first book, which is about a page and a half long.
Of course you did.
And ever since then, up until I was 12, I wrote this same kind of mystery series. Like, I call it the Skittle series, and the main character was a living Skittle.
It was five.
It was a little strange. Okay. Not sure how I came up with that. But starting this summer, I started writing another book. I call it Escaping the Elements. And it's basically just, there's two characters, a 16-year-old boy and an 8-year-old girl. And they discover five doors in a room. And behind each of them is a dangerous form of the five elements of nature. And they have to survive all of them in order to escape the small house that they're trapped in.
Wow. All right.
So it's a little complicated, so.
Well, it sounds great. I'm looking forward to your first published CD, and now you're also your first published book. it'll be amazing. You know, I mentioned earlier influences and what gets you started on and so forth. I always had people musically that I looked up to. Is that that the case for you?
Yeah, I mean, ever since I started taking lessons, like when I would hear my piano teacher play, I was like, whoa, how does he do that? I want to be able to do that.
Right.
And so I look up to him and...
You can say his name. It's okay. Oh. It won't cost him anything.
Mr. Greg, or Greg Moses, but I call him Mr. Greg.
Okay. And that's at the piano key. We might as well give him a plug, right? they're doing a great job, obviously.
They certainly are if they have you.
So Greg Moses at the piano key, a little shout out to him. How about celebrity influences? Is there anybody that you listen to play the piano, either on recordings or on radio or anything else?
Usually not anybody specific, but sometimes if I come across a song, I like to listen to it. Especially if I'm trying to learn it, and I like to listen to the original recording to see how they played it.
So nobody like Elton John or Alicia Keys?
I can think of one person that's been a great influence on your life.
Yeah, I'd say Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton.
Right.
And I listened to that for like years. And we actually went to see it on Broadway. And
back when you could do such things.
a year or so ago, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you get to see him in the production?
No, we didn't see the original cast.
Okay.
But we had a very wonderful backstage experience that was pretty exciting. So we got the opportunity to get a backstage tour after the show and tell them what we saw back there.
Oh, right. We met the music director, and he gave us a copy of the Reynolds pamphlet, well, the prop, mm-hmm. that we got to take home.
And we got to go in the pit and see where all the musicians were set up and the costumes. And, yes, so it was pretty exciting.
There you go. See, and that was about a year or two ago. How long ago was that?
Two, maybe three years ago.
Almost three now.
Yeah.
So right around when you were 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had your Broadway influence. Now, there's a track here. The reason I'm kind of specifying that, when I was 10, I went backstage to see Music Man when it was on Broadway and got the whole backstage tour and met with the cast and so forth on Broadway. So I guess you and I are almost exactly alike. All right. We have some holiday music to play. Let's give a listen to Silent Night and White Christmas.
Thank you.
Evan, beautiful music. I want to tie things up here by giving you the opportunity to say hello to anyone you might like to say hello to. Who's out there that is important to you?
I want to give a shout out to my three karate instructors, Mr. L, Mrs. Andrews, and Mr. Sova, who have been a huge influence on my life and my karate training. So thank you.
All right. And we already talked about Mr. Greg, right?
Yes.
Anybody else in the piano world that you need to mention? Or are you good? All right. I think you should give a big shout out to your mother, because I think without her, you're probably none of this would have happened, would it?
Well, relating to that, really quick fun fact. So Evan's first musical experience on stage was with me when I was about 10 weeks pregnant with him. I had the opportunity to perform in a choir with Andy Williams' Christmas concert at PPAC. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he was there with me. So perhaps all that music around him in the womb was was creating this. Yeah,
that's how it all started. Well, Melanie, thank you so much for coming in and bringing Evan with you. It's great to be, as I say, at the ground level of such an amazing talent. And Evan, remember your promise. You got to come back when you're, you know, after you've done your first network special or something like that. We're going to go out with a couple more Christmas tunes. These are pretty standard. When You Believe and Carol of the Bells. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.